We have almost halfway through the year. And I don't know about you, but these have been a crazy year. I am a person that goes by a calendar and goals and plans, and I felt that I have been reshuffling week by week for the last probably 12 to 14 weeks. So I believe it's a good point right now to revisit those goals, specifically those that have to do with our income, and how can we still finish our year thriving and confident that we did the best that we could with what we have, and still knock it out of the park feeling that we accomplish some crazy, amazing income goals. So let's talk about that today and how to do it and breaking it all down into steps. Welcome to the Life Boss Podcast. Are you ready to be unstoppable? Karen Mieses here, your business strategist and productivity expert, calling BS on the lies keeping us stuck. I share with you the top tips and tricks to hug your body, soul, and mind so that you squash all the overwhelm, stop glorifying stress, and design a business that brings you joy. If you are ready to show up and work smarter, I want to show you how to become unstoppable. Let's dive in. This episode was priorly recorded inside my Facebook group, and we talked about numbers. We crack it down really nerdy style. So I strongly encourage you that you listen to this one, taking notes and going back to your own numbers so that you can make the best of this one. Every single reference is on the show notes. So make sure that you take the next step and grab those resources. Let's do this. Okay. So I want you to go to understand and grasp how important goals are. And I need you to understand this because I don't want all this information and all this talk to go over your head, listening to the background, and do nothing about it. And if you hear things that you're like, okay, I know that, I know that, I know that, reframe the thought into, what am I doing now with that? If you are reminded of something that you already know, because probably there are things you know, and you are still in the need to listen to this talk about setting goals and stop the reshuffling and set real income goals, it means that there's a need. So again, we have to work with leaving the ego in the backseat and allow ourselves to go about this with new perspective. So probably you've heard about this study. Many people that are really respected up to now, like say, talk about this study that apparently was done on Harvard graduates, and only 3% wrote the goals, and those were the ones that achieved their goals. And with the years, it was discovered that that was a hoax, that study never happened. But Dr. Gail Matthews and Dr. Steven Krauss were like really geeky about the topic and say, "There's even though this is a hoax, there's something here." So they conducted a study. And it's not just writing the goals, like summarizing. I wanted to share with you this data because it's important. And I'm a fan of gravitating towards the data over the drama. So they did a study with almost 300 people, different countries, different backgrounds.
And it was to decide, does making these goals work? And what they realized is that there were four areas that were really important. One, it was thinking about the goals. And in that group, people that thought about the goal, just thinking about it will give them a success rate in attaining that goal. 43% of them did it. If they write a goal, it added another layer and deeper understanding into getting the goal, then sharing the goal, having that, and lastly, weekly accountability. The people that did all four things, that group that had all the four layers to cover and go about the goals, were the one that had 76% success. So you would think that thinking, writing, and sharing your goals and being accountable with somebody, a mastermind, a coach, a friend, would be important. But the reality is that only 80% of Americans, 80% of Americans do not write the goals. Only 20% do something related to goals, even think about it. And I went deeper because I wanted to show you the evidence, how important is this, that only 60% of Americans that were interviewed about goals say they don't write it. So I want you to at least think about your goals. Just by thinking about your goals, you are doing something about it. So do not feel defeated if you don't write them. There's still success rate in that. Less than 4% take the time to write it, and less than 1% actually review them regularly. So this is something that I really wanted to talk about with you guys, because since goals should be reviewed and adjust, at least I do it weekly, tweaking things weekly, this is something that shouldn't be overwhelming into, okay, I have like super mega big goals and now everything needs to change. Things are going to change anyway. That we are going to a really drastic time. Yes, I'm not going to minimize that, but I want you to give you comfort that change happens. So embrace that as an opportunity to keep growing. So another very important thing to take to have in mind while we are working with those goals is this a goal or is this an idea? Because yes, we all have amazing ideas, but we need to nurture those ideas. When we nurture those ideas and care about them and are really intentional about the idea, that's when they become a goal. An idea is just, thinking about it, it's something we want, or a preference that we have. But then a goal is very specific and measurable. And I had like some fun examples for you to brainstorm, you know, that I always like you to put you to think about what we are doing here. Like, for example, a good idea is I would like to own a nice home on the ocean. That's a nice thought. But a goal, an objective would be being very specific about it. I will own a 4,000 square foot house on Pontevedra, that is in Florida, that's close to here, on April 30th, 2022. April 30th, 2022. Actually, that was the month of my husband's birthday. I wanted to be very, very specific. One thing is saying, I want to lose 10 pounds. Okay. What about if we say, I want to weigh in on July 27, that's my birthday. July 27, 2020, I'm going to be weighing 120 pounds. That day, I'm going to be 120 pounds. So I want you to think about goals that specific. That's a goal. It has a date. It has a deadline. And it's something that on that day, you are going to see it and you're going to visualize it in that way. Maybe not exactly, but really close. Like if you want to publish a book and you wanted to sell a million copies and you sell 900,000 copies, that is an amazing win. And that is like an amazing freaking hitting the goal out of the park. Okay, so now that you know how specific I want you to go about it, we need to write it. We need to write it out. And even if it's hard to go back, I want you to humble down on this one and allow yourself to think big. To think bigger than you have ever allowed it. Like imagine what would you go for if you are brave, if you have all the courage in the world. What would you do if there was no way that you could fail? What would you go for? And I do a whole training inside my programs on goal setting. And every quarter I do a goal setting workshop. And it doesn't have to be just one goal. I want to clarify that. It doesn't have to be just one goal, one area. But because the topic for these four goals that we are doing is about building your business, growing your business, or pivoting your product, your business, and changing your message around everything that is happening in the world right now, we are going to focus on only one, which is the financial goal. I want you to think about how much money do you need to make this year to be happy with yourself. I don't want you to think about how much money do you need to make to break even, to not go in debt, or just to pay debt or go buy, survive. I want you to think about what do you want to make this year to thrive. We still have more than half of the year. More than half of the year. I said it in the beginning, I want you to be courageous. If you had all the courage in the world, what would you go for? Is it going to be like $1 million? And that is the ultimate goal, $10 million, $10,000 every month in your bank account. How specific do you want it? Because again, one thing is saying, remember the difference between the idea and the goal. I want $1 million, or do I really, like, I want to have at the end of the month $10,000 in my bank account? Then I want you to break it down. What you decided to go for when you, if you did the Fearless Clarity call, what is it that you're going to be offering? If you are in business and you already have offers, what are those? What are those? For example, this is an illustration. Let's say that you have an online program that is $697. You get coaching clients and you have one event. And I want you to establish, when we are talking about yearly goals, I selected here rounded numbers that fit on the screen, go wild. But I found I use really rounded numbers for illustration purposes. So let's say that your goal at the end is to have over 100,000 $1,000 a year, okay? And you are starting out or you are reshuffling and shifting the outlook in your business, and you have this online program, and when you break it down, you want to sell 120 of those. That is $83,000. And then on coaching clients, you are going, your goal is 12 people in a year, like once per month at $3,000. And then you have your event, and you are doing this for public relation reasons, for marketing, to get about the world, whatever reason. If you have an event, I know that several of you do, so I added it there. That is a one thing a year that you do. So I want you to put in everything by year. And then I encourage you to break this down. And this is basically how I go about my goals for my business. And I have been doing this since as long as I can remember. I have to thank my father for this, because we work on quarters, and then that goal of the quarter was what we focus month by month. How are we going to make this happen? And then every single action that happened weekly and daily had to do with that month. And what do I mean by that? Even the design of your website has to be around what is that goal, that deep. So let's take the coaching client example, which is rounded numbers, easier to pronounce. So you want $86,000 a year, and that is $9,000 per quarter. That is $3,000. That is one client. How am I going to get that one client per month? And this is a secret. It's not a secret. It seems that it's a secret because few people know this. And I need to tell you, because this is something that if you are getting into online marketing, if you are growing your list, if you are doing social media efforts to get clients, you need to know this number. From the people on your email list, 3 to 10% are going to buy. That means that if your goal is to get one coaching client, you need to have about 100 people in your list that month. And there's a rollover, and we are going to go deeper into chunking down and working with these strategies on Tuesday, when we go about the three strategies to create consistent income sanely. This is one of the very important strategies to understand. It means that all your efforts, all your efforts in your business is to generate income. Your goals for your business, this is what is called, once you write that goal, I wanted to give you this so that you can write that goal. Right now, I want you to write that goal. How much do you need to make in the rest of the year, if you want, or the next 12 months? What is that number? And then I want you to break it down into either the products or services that you have now. There are two, there's another strategy to go about this when you are writing your goal. Let's say you have these three, in this illustration, you have three products. Would it, in deciding what is the one that you are going to focus on for the next 3 months, the quarter, are you going to be focusing on the online program with this, which you need 10 people? Or are you going to focus on the coaching client? If you do not have a list, if you are in need of cash, I would go for the higher ticket item, add a lot of value. And then so that when you get your coaching clients or your high-end clients, then on the next month, you have room to scale with an online program. And then once you have enough people on your list, then you can offer the event that you want, or you can offer the event as a bonus once you have sold enough programs. What is important as to goal is for you to decide on that very important income goal for you. So to write the goal, what do I do with that goal once I write it? I write it, I have it, I'm clear. This is what I go. I want you to reread that goal 3 times a day. What? Yes. And I had personally to have set reminders on my phone to read my goals the past 2 weeks, because it's been so challenging to stay on course with all the overwhelming information. I cannot lie to you. To add that layer of accountability for myself, I have to put reminders. Then you can create a goals book. For me, my goals book is my planner. I also have a sketchbook. That sketchbook I use it quarterly, but there's people that use mind maps to go about their goals. But these exercises, any way that you choose to create a book around your goals or a journal in your goals in a historical fashion, is for accountability and for you to work intentionally about it. Carry those goals in your wallet. My father used to carry them in his pocket on an index card for as long as I can remember. To this day, he always carries it with him. I didn't understand until years later. And I thought everybody did it. And when I was trying to lose 70 pounds after my third child, on my screen, like my goal, like my only goal that I was like obsessed with it, was to lose the weight and regain my body after 3 pregnancies. And I had like a collage of fitness models showing their all ripped abs. And I look at that every single day more than one time because it was on my phone. So I want you to be that intentional. And nowadays, we have to be more intentional than any other time before in history because of the pressure that we are receiving from the media. And then it's a snowball effect into your mother sharing, your father, your sister, your brother, your friend, everybody and their mother have an opinion about everything that is happening, and it gets to you. So these are tools for you to strengthen your mindset. Then this one is a really cookie one, but I really like it. It's from Jim Carrey, the comedian and actor. And he shared one time that he wrote a check for himself for a ridiculous amount of money. And he carried that check in his wallet. So I want you to look at that. Now, when we are paying bills, when you are looking at them, instead of thinking that you are swamped with all this, I want you to be grateful. And I personally had to work with this. Like when I am paying my bills, I have to put candles and aromatherapy and say, I'm so grateful that I am able to do this, that I'm able to pay. This is like a blessing right now. So be very, very intentional about it. These are tools that I want you, once you write that one goal, I want you to have that in the forefront of your mind, so that when you are at rest, or disconnected from, like I always encourage you that every 90 minutes you take 15 minutes off and check your goals before going to bed, because that's when your brain is going to start connecting the dots and giving you the answers. So then I want you to start considering, okay, why I am not going to be able to make this? Why is this impossible? I want you to consider the fears and the roadblocks. And a lot of the fears and the roadblocks about your income goals have to do with money mindset. And the last step with those goals is to chunk it down. We are going to go about, okay, now I want to make $10,000 a month. This is how I'm going to get there. And these are all the activities that need to happen. And these are all my essential, non-negotiable activities that are going to happen, I like it or not. Because here is the thing. You are a leader. If you started your business, if you have that idea, I honestly believe that if you have that idea, it's because God, the universe, whatever you believe, that is a higher power, believes and knows more than anything that you are capable of following through. Now, I also believe that all these ideas, if you do not turn them in gold and hit them out of the park, all of those ideas have energy. They are like independent entities that if you do not nurture them, they're going to find somebody else. That's why so many times you see somebody coming up with a membership, a summit, a workshop, a program, even a product. And you say, I had that idea. I wish I would have done something with it. Well, you didn't. And that idea needed to be birthed. And it went away and find somebody else. So with that, I want to wrap up these income goals. Another thing, for those of you that have taken this training with me before, you know that I break down by month. And when I do the income goal, I have like the 12 block, like a matrix, 3, 3, 3, 3, like four blocks. Four lines, like a matrix, 3 by 4, sorry, 3 by 4. And each month I have a goal. With all the changes that are happening right now, I'm basically doing it exactly as I am telling you right now. I am doing it by quarter. Yes, I have a big, audacious, hairy goal out there. But when I chunk it down into what I need to do this quarter, I'm just focusing in the next 4 weeks. I had this amazing quote that I...
How to break all this down into steps to the day. What to do so that we can make that income a reality. I give you my 3 strategies to create consistent income sanely in my masterclass, which is on demand right now. Go to the show notes, click the link, and have access immediately. And you will also get my workbook and my 90-day action plan, all in a special edition that I did to help you pivot your business or change course depending where you are at. Thank you for tuning in, Rockstar. If you enjoyed today's show, subscribe, rate, and give us a review on iTunes. Also, head over to lifebosspodcast.com to get access to some free resources to help you with today's experiment. Do you want to be a guest? Email me to thelifebosspodcast@gmail.com to learn how.